Joining us on the show this morning, we have royalty in the studio. We are going to welcome our ladies and our new crowned champions, Miss Grays Harbor, Lauren Fagerstead. Lauren, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
The brand new Miss Grays Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Amazing. Still feels like surreal.
You are the 75th Miss Grays Harbor in Miss Grays Harbor history.
It's so like such a huge honor to be able to even like say I'm Miss Grays Harbor, but to say I'm the 75th is like top tier.
That was a pretty awesome night.
It was so cool.
Also, our Miss Grays Harbor Outstanding Teen, we congratulate Sailor Heikula. Hi, Sailor.
Hello.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now, were you surprised at your winning Saturday? You look a little surprised.
Oh, I was. Literally, I said, no, I did not. Like, they were telling, they were, like, hitting me, like, Sailor, you won. I was like, no way. And then I almost forgot to get crowned, so.
Well, they kept wanting to give you flowers in the crown.
Yes.
You know? That was cool. Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You. So, you're the new Miss Grays Harbor Outstanding Teen. Royalty, nonetheless. So, now you get to compete at Miss Washington. How do you feel about that, Lauren?
I'm super excited. It's always been a dream of mine to even be Miss Grays Harbor, but to have the opportunity to go to Miss Washington is going to be amazing.
So how are you feeling going to Miss Washington? Are you nervous?
Oh, 100%. Super intimidating, but I think I can work my way up and work hard and get to where I need to be with our team at Miss Grays Harbor. They're all professionals, in my opinion.
Very supportive, and we look forward to seeing you grow into these roles, too. It's going to be exciting. So the platform that you're promoting, your social impact initiative, is what?
Mine is Kids for Kindness, Caring for Yourself by Doing for Others.
And what made you want to choose something like that?
So I'm surrounded by teachers in my family. My parents are teachers. My friends' parents are teachers. I have teachers all around. And one of the biggest things is behavioral issues within students right now is one of the biggest issues in Grays Harbor, I know for a fact. And so I knew I wanted to do something with kids. And knowing that I can help teachers as well is close to my heart just because I want to be a teacher. And it'd be nice to help me when I go in there, and knowing that as Miss Grays Harbor I could make a huge difference in schools is really special to me.
Now, you'd mentioned that you want to become a teacher. What do you want to teach?
I want to teach kindergarten, preschool, probably not anything higher than that. I love kids and I love the littles, so yeah.
That's your wheelhouse. That's where you want to stay, right?
Yes.
Okay, good for you. Sailor Heikula, who's our Miss Grays Harbor Outstanding Teen, your social impact initiative is what?
Protecting marine life.
How come?
Well, recently I learned that over 1 million marine animals die every year. And I'm like, for someone that loves the ocean, I don't like to hear that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like growing up on the coast, it's going to be like kind of easy to like connect with our community and kind of try and change that. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool that
now,
we have the ability to do that.
In talking with the judges afterwards, there's kind words to say about both of you, and they were just so impressed with you. But this story about a raccoon keeps coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I talked about him a lot in my interview.
In the interview, you brought up a raccoon. You tried to save a raccoon.
Yes, I did. I did save a raccoon. Yes.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. I named him Remy. I don't know if everyone heard that, but I did.
No. What's the quick version of saving the raccoon story?
Well, basically, his mom died, and he was the only baby that lived. And our friends in Wichita were like, hey, do you want to, you know, save, like, help this raccoon? And I was like, yeah. So then I, like, get a bottle fed it, and I had him for about, like, a year or so. Mm-hmm. And then I let him out into the wild. And he still kind of hung around and then left, so.
Does he check back with you on occasion just to see how you're doing?
Sadly, no. Oh. After about, like, 2 weeks in, he was like, okay, goodbye.
What a great story that is. So what a great social impact initiative you have as well, being on the coast. So.
Thank you.
What school do you go to?
I go to Aberdeen High School.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay. Have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
Yeah. I feel like it'd be really cool to play golf in college. Attending Westmont in Santa Barbara, because they have like a really cool biology program there, and I feel like it'd be cool to be like a marine biologist.
And golf.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you must have
golf.
Pretty good handicap, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, absolutely, if you want to play golf in college. Now, Lauren, you go to Grays Harbor College, correct?
Yes.
And what are you studying there?
I'm getting my Associate of Arts degree, but I plan on transferring to Central Washington University to become an elementary school teacher.
Why Central?
It's something that I know. My brothers went to state a lot when they were in high school, and that's where it was for singing. And I've been there a lot. I know the campus. And that's important to me, is knowing where I'm going to be, knowing like the people I'm going to be around, and just feeling safe. And I love it there. It's beautiful campus. And I'd love to be a cheerleader, too, as well.
Well, you'll do great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. What do you think is going to be the most exciting part of being Miss Grace Harbor?
I think just being out in the community, getting to spread my social impact initiative through the schools of Grace Harbor. I'm just super excited to be able to even wear the crown around.
Sailor, what about you? What do you think is going to be the most exciting part for you as Miss Grace Harbor's outstanding teen?
Probably same thing, going around the community, and just, I really think it's going to be cool, like, meeting up with, like, maybe beach cleanup people and just kind of spreading that awareness around about the marine animals.
Maybe saving a porpoise
or
something. Or
That'd be pretty cool.
A crab. I don't know. You know, something like that. Well, you're going to be fabulous representatives for Grace Harbor. We are proud to have you as our title holders. So
thank you.
Congratulations to you. Mm-hmm. Our Miss Grace Harbor is Lauren Fagerstead. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And our Miss Grace Harbor outstanding teen, Sailor Heikele. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you a lot. I know we will.
Yes.
And we're going to bring you on in. We're going to talk about all your events and all that kind of stuff here throughout the year. So we'll just see you soon.
All right. Okay. Yes.